The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland in the hizzy on this Tuesday morning. Still to come, Paul Carr on the Champions League. Looking forward to that coming up. Got some midweek
Champions League semifinals, man.
Yeah, man.
Crank up the volume. Let's go.
Crank up the volume.
I get pumped for Champions League.
All of a sudden, we're doing a mid-90s FM radio.
That's right.
Crank up the volume. That's great. We'll do that. We'll talk about the MLB awards, I guess, a little later on as well. Drew said something off air, which is a great contextualizing thing of these NBA playoffs, because we were just talking about how just the Eastern Conference, with the exception of the Celtics when they're hitting threes, right? But the rest of the conference is just, it's brutal to watch. You don't know any of these teams are any good. And he made a comment because we were just talking about he made his Celtics bet to win the East. On December 20th, he bet the Celtics to win the East at plus 880. We're going back to the dates of when we made our great Celtics and Spurs bets. Christmas morning was when I made the Spurs at 19-1 to win it all and Celtics to meet the Spurs in the finals at 125-1. Very excited to have these tickets. Also, by the way, I have Wembanyama to win MVP. I don't know if that's getting old. 25-1. And then 20 United States dollars on Nikola Jokic to win the NBA MVP. We should not forget
that. Hey, we're still live, Gil.
Still live.
Still live until we're not. Some crazy things have happened in voting.
Well, we got a tweet about that, which I'm going to read momentarily. But we were talking about the Spurs and how, you know, the Blazers really actually a pretty good basketball team that they're playing. And they're up. The Spurs are that good that they're up 3-1 after trailing games 3 and 4 by 15-plus points in both cases and come roaring back in both, one with Wemby, one without, prior to that. And Drew made the comment, he goes, the Blazers could win the East. And I found myself nodding to that, like, yeah, I actually could see that.
They'd probably be in the mix. I mean, every one of these Eastern Conference teams is flawed. And it's, look, I think the Celtics are the best. But, like, I'll keep saying it. Like, just for those, you know, for the people that are checking in right now, this is not the same Celtics roster that we've seen over the past couple years. I mean, just, you know. Yes, they've had some guys that have in this. This is why I think, maybe I shouldn't say things like this, but why I think Joe Mazzulla wins Coach of the Year because of the improvement of a lot of the guys on the roster, but still not having Horford, Porzingis, Drew Holiday. This is just a massive turnover from what we saw a year ago.
Where did Horford and Porzingis end up? I'm curious.
Yeah, some great Western Conference teams. I'll take it a step further, though, than Blazers. It's just a comment on the East. I mean, throw in a healthy Timberwolves team over in the Eastern Conference, right? They're probably walking to an Eastern Conference finals. Like,
for sure.
Throw in a healthy Lakers team, they're probably making some noise.
No, about that. We get tweets beating the book. 3Jock H3131. Gil, with Denny and Khan not going in favor of the show, this means Joker will cash an MVP. We just have to believe. If not, fire all the NBA writers and let's start over. Yeah, I'm with you. Chance Copperpot isn't done. He says, I will not take this 100% maple syrup blasphemy laying down. Are you going to tell me you prefer U.S. Coke over Mexican Coke or Miracle Whip over real mayo? You need chicken and waffles with praline butter and pure maple syrup. I think I need to cook for Kelly.
You can cook. You can cook for me. That works. I'll take a free meal.
Ryan Hyatt, thanks to Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, and his Kentucky Derby breakdowns on a numbers game with Gil and sometimes Kelly. We've had Chief Wallaby in pocket since March 31st. As a result, horse flesh CLV. There can't wait for Friday. I'm going to be on Wallaby.
You know the one, Drew Dinsick. This is all I was thinking. I was wondering if Gil was going to ask him it or not. Drew Dinsick would definitely be on your side, Chance Copperpot. Like, that is, I could see Drew Dinsick just swirling maple syrup, checking for the legs, the different notes, how much maple's really in there. He is definitely on your side. He would not mess around with that fake stuff.
Aya Oya, S69. Quote from Kelly, I don't want to feel like I'm eating pancakes in the woods. How many times has Kelly eaten pancakes in the woods? Additionally, log cabin syrup all day long, he says. Oh, wow. Shout out for log cabin.
Log cabin. Hey, I haven't heard that one brought up before.
And winning streak.
No, I never eat pancakes in the woods, and I don't want it. That's what I'm saying.
Man eats pancakes in the woods, and then he sets up a food truck on the other side of the Arizona-Nevada border.
Yeah, that's right.
Does a lot of stuff, this guy. That's why I say, when I say producer number 9, and so much more. What's my line? Producer number nine.
So much more than a producer.
So much more than a producer. That's what I'm referring to.
And then he made his pancakes.
Winning streak is Wise Guy Steam, trademarked by Drew. Does he say that a lot? Wise Guy Steam?
No.
I don't know.
No way.
All right, this is an interesting thing. Kelly Bidlin, in addition to his so much more, he scours. That's what he does. He scours sports books for interesting props. So before he went to sleep last night, he was able to do this stuff. That's why we have this for the show. So shout out to Kelly on this, on the show prep here. NBA games lost in the playoffs. I like this. Mm-hmm. These are cool little props here. This is courtesy of DraftKings. So let's take the Eastern Conference. Celtics, Knicks, Cavs. Now remember, this is total games lost in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Does not include the NBA Finals. Currently, the Celtics have one loss already, right, to the Sixers. The Knicks have two losses already to the Hawks. And the Cavs have two losses to the Raptors. All three of their adjusted games lost totals are at 6.5 with varying juice.
Oh, boy.
This is interesting.
I'm pretty sure this is the full playoffs, including the finals.
Yes. No. Oh, you think it's including the playoffs?
Including the finals, yeah.
You think it's including the finals?
Yeah. I mean, it's all listed as just games lost in 2026 playoffs.
Okay, so what you're saying is the headline is it's deceptive. All right, so 6.5 for the full playoffs.
Yeah, we just separated them by conference to discuss by conference.
Okay, so this changes it. Changes it. So they, well, that makes it interesting. That makes it more interesting. So essentially what your handicap here is, if you're going to play the overs, they've got to advance, right? So the success will lead to more losses, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. The failure will lead to fewer losses. Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of double-edged handicap on this. So if you think the Cavs are going to get knocked out by the Raptors or the Knicks are going to get wrapped up or are going to get knocked out by the Hawks, you would obviously play the unders on total losses at 6.5. That applies, by the way, if it were East or total NBA playoffs throughout the finals.
No, but I think that's a great example to start it off. Yeah.
So for me, then the Celtics becomes that now the converse of that is, okay, the Celtics are 6.5. They've got one loss to the Sixers. Let's say they close out the Sixers tonight. Even if the Celtics get to the NBA finals, let's say the Celtics lose in the Eastern Conference finals. Let's say they don't get to the NBA finals. The under, that's 6.5. It's still going to be an over. Okay. So I think the Celtics is an over at 6.5. If they close out the Sixers tonight, I think they're going to advance far enough where they're going to lose at least 7 NBA playoff games. So they, to me, are an easy over, 6.5. The Knicks and the Cavs is where it gets a little dicier.
Yeah, this is tough.
Because even if the Knicks get by the Hawks or the Cavs get by the Raptors, remember, that will mean that the Cavs will play the winner of the Pistons' Magic. The Knicks will play the Celtics.
So, I kind of want to say, I'm with you on the Celtics.
So I'm going to say Knicks under.
Okay.
Well, no.
The only problem
I'm going to say, because the Knicks, if the Knicks would have to win their next two games against the Hawks.
Right.
And then lose the four to the Celtics, so they'd still be under for that to happen.
Correct.
But if the Knicks win in 7 and then get bounced by the Celtics, it's an over. So the Knicks is a no play. The Knicks are a no play. The Cavs, same situation. Unless you think they're going to beat the Pistons or Magic.
I do lean that way, so it would be lean to the over for me, but
I like these props. These are cool.
But when you're comparing all three of these, we said it before. I still think the Celtics are the best, and you need them to advance. And guess what?
Celtics over is the play there.
You know what else you have going for you with the Celtics? Is you know they're going to screw up a game every series because they're going to shoot 23% from the three.
That's right. They always have a dud in them.
I actually like that one.
Celtics over is the absolute play on that board. I would stay away from the other two. Western Conference, same exercise. Thunder is at 5.5. The Nuggets are at 5.5 because they're down 3-2, right? Totally different reason why both of those are aligned at 5.5. Mm-hmm. The Thunder's over is a big dog. The under is heavily juiced at -220 for the Thunder to end up with fewer than 5.5 losses in this NBA playoffs. Now, the Thunder could have a scenario. Let's just go with this. Sweep, 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 get beat in the finals. Right?
Right.
Or sweep, sweep, get beat in the Western Conference finals against the Spurs, let's say. They would still be under. That's why the under is juiced. so heavily. The Nuggets at 5.5, if they get eliminated, this is an under. But if you think they're coming back against the T-Wolves, then it really swings heavily to the over. So your real handicap on the Nuggets over under 5.5 is, do you think they get by the T-Wolves? That's really the answer to that question. That will determine that result.
Okay, well, like, let's just get rid of this one real quick. Yeah. I think I can talk you into this really quick.
The Nuggets?
I'm looking at a series price of minus 140 on the Nuggets right now for the current Timberwolves series. Wouldn't I just play that instead of ever betting an over in this market?
Oh, you definitely should shop around not only from book to book, but also within the same book for a different market that price is better. But I'm just saying, if we're looking at this specifically, I don't know. Spurs 6.5 is interesting. They lost one to the Blazers. Let's say they close them out tonight. Do the Spurs have six more losses for the rest of the NBA postseason in them? Well, if you think they're going to lose to the Thunder, maybe not, because they'll get bounced before. Let's say they go 4-1, 4-1, lose four to the Thunder. Then it's still an under. But if you think they're beating the Thunder, probably, I don't know. That's a no play. That's a no play for me.
I think there's one good bet we identified already,
Celtics,
Gil.
Celtics over.
I got too much respect for this Thunder and Spurs team wouldn't get involved. And the Nuggets remove this. This is going to, this is spills over to the next round. You don't need to worry about that. Just deal with a series bet right now on either the Timberwolves or the Nuggets.
Celtics over 6.5 losses minus 110 is clearly the best bet on that board.
I agree.
Not even close. Paul Carr. Champions League semis next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And don't forget about our Kentucky Derby betting guide. It is the 152nd run for the roses. Is that your reaction to the betting guide?
Yeah, it's a great looking graphic. Look, that's Drew's spot where he almost gets hit by the horse.
Oh, you remember that one year where we were standing out there?
Scared the crap out.
Yeah. Our Kentucky Derby betting guide, put together so ably by so many at the direction of Adam Burke, includes expert best bets and predictions, DRF, Kentucky Derby past performances. That's the Daily Racing Forum, Kelly. Mike Somich's Derby Superfecta coming off the win from last year. Get it now, VSiN.com/subscribe. Triple Crown Access, $14.99. All the way through the Belmont on June 6th.
There's like at least 8 Somo bombs in that thing.
That's right.
You've got to be careful while you're scrolling through it.
And then it makes a noise. The guy makes a noise.
Yeah.
Somo bomb.
You've landed on one.
Somo bomb on the show tomorrow. Mike Somich on A Numbers Game tomorrow.
That's right.
To break down the 152nd run for the roses.
A great early booking by Danny Higgins. Had to get out in front of the media tour for Mike Somich the week of the Kentucky Derby.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Is there any other event that has so many different monikers? Or Run for the Roses?
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah. Derby. By the way, the Derby's always fast. The Triple Crown always fascinates me. Kelly and I are not horse people. I don't know if this just in. We're not horse people. But, you know, again, I always, when I talked about the Triple Crown up until American Pharoah won the Triple Crown in 2015, and I always talked about how since Affirmed won in 1978, there was 37 years where no horse won a Triple Crown, but there were so many close calls, and it was a fascinating sports betting thing where it does things to a brain where everyone's like, wow, it hasn't happened in 37 years. It's unlikely to happen. But our brain processed that in the wrong way because it's like, no, eventually, because this happens, it's way close so many times where a horse wins two legs of the Triple Crown and doesn't win the third. So anyway, it happened with American Pharoah.
It's our new Masters debutante thing.
What's that?
It's our new Masters debutant thing. Gil and I are like, you can keep saying that. It's going to happen, though, at some point.
That's right. And then, of course, since American Pharoah, it happened with Justify 3 years later in 2018. and has not happened since. We will ask Samich tomorrow. I'll ask Felica and Fornatel. Chris Felica, Peter Fornatel will talk Derby with us on Thursday. We'll ask all of them, is there a Triple Crown winner in this field of 20 horses at the Derby? We shall see. You know, that's always exciting to figure out if there's a horse that has potential. And then, you know what, Felica's thing that he's done in the years, through the years on this show, is before the Derby, famously, he will. I'll ask him about the Belmont. Is there a winner in the Belmont? And one year, I think he gave Tapper It Out that won the Belmont. Mm. He called that before the Derby. So there's a lot of ways to obviously approach this stuff. And shout out to Drew for giving us. Well, I shouldn't shout him out because it hasn't happened yet. But Chief Wallaby, as was pointed out by Ryan Hyde on tweets, he gave that out a long time ago on this show. So. Let's see if that gets home. You have any bets yet on the Derby?
No, but I, as always, I look forward to making a few bets on horses to win. None of them will win.
None of them will win.
I'll have a good time. I'll enjoy the pageantry and move on with my life.
I'm pretty sure the horse that I bet on last year is still racing around the track right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still trying to get home.
A lot of fun with it.
Do we have Paul Carr yet?
We do. Yes,
oh, we do.
Do.
Okay. Yeah. I was waiting for a text. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Carr joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at Paul Carr. He works at True Media Networks, where he's the head of all things important, I believe is his title. Paul, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm well. I believe the last Kentucky Derby winner I picked correctly was Barbaro in 2006.
That's right.
So, also not a horse person.
Yeah. But are you fascinated by it? Because I'm kind of fascinated.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
It's great.
I think I'm fascinated by, like, anything I don't understand other people are super into. The TV version of this was after The Wire. Was it David Simon was the writer of The Wire? He had this show out called Treme, which was about like New Orleans jazz culture. And I just remember thinking, I was like, oh my God, I don't understand anything about this. And so that kind of stuff fascinates me, as do horse folk like Drew, who's so able to seamlessly just blend into it. You know what else fascinates me, Paul? Soccer people like yourself.
I don't get it. Weirdos.
total weirdos.
Where do they come from?
I don't know. It's a different breed. All right, we got the Champions League semis today and tomorrow.
We do.
What you got today? PSG and Bayern Munich from?
Das Bundesliga.
Thank you.
There we go. Now we can do the picks here. Yeah. These are the two favorites, which is kind of weird to have them in the same semifinal. But Bayern is the tournament favorite, even though they have the toughest remaining opponent in PSG. So this should be the fun semifinal, because I expect goals here. I have over 3.5 at -105. This is just what kind of both teams do. They don't have breaks, so I don't expect either one to get conservative and try to, you know, keep it low scoring and tight. That's just not what they do. So I think they're both going to think they're better off just going. They press a lot when they don't have the ball. If you saw the first half of Bayern and Real Madrid a couple weeks ago, that was a track meet. And I think we'll see something similar there, because, again, this is just not the style of either team. Bayern's played 4 knockout games this year, and 3 had 5 goals, and the other one only had 3 but had over 5 expected goals. All 4 were over 4.5 expected goals. So I think that's what we're going to see here. I think it's going to be a track meet. So this feels a little bit square, but over 3.5, -105 is my play. If you'd rather have a money line, I lean toward Bayern, even the draw if you're getting close to +300, but over 3.5 at -105 is what I like here.
All right. Today, what time does that start today?
That is, I think it's 2:00 Central time.
2:00 Central.
You got to love those bets.
3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. See what I did there? It's pretty impressive.
Got to love those bets, Paul.
It's good math on the fly.
Thanks very much.
It really just take a lot to talk me into it, you know?
Kelly's on it.
Yeah, I'm in.
It didn't take much.
Over 3.
Here, Kelly, root for goals here.
Exactly.
It'll be fun.
I got to root for fights like 2 weeks ago. Now I get to root for goals. This is my kind of soccer.
We never talked about that great red card. Chris Felica had the red card thing happening. Was that Chris or you?
That was fun.
Or the red card?
I think we both gave it out. I kind of stole it from him, to be honest. We were talking about it offline.
That's what it was.
Paul said it on the show, though.
He did. He said, I'm stealing it.
Yeah, I gave him credit.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's allowed.
Yeah, that was a fun one to root for, because it went to review and it looked like it was going to be a red card. You get the drama of, is he going to pull out the red one? And he did.
That's
and everybody's celebrating.
That's what it came to. What color is he going to pull out of his pocket? All right, tomorrow it's Atletico Madrid and Arsenal.
Yeah. This is the not fun semifinal. You know, if you're only watching one of these two games, definitely watch PSG Bayern, because, I mean, this is the opposite thing. Neither team is playing very well. They're both more defensive minded. The obvious play here is to go under 2.5, but that's been bet down to like -155 or shorter. That's just a little too short for me. So I'm going to go with an Atletico win at +190. This is at home. I just think Atletico, I think this game will look a lot different than these teams played in October, I think it was, in the league phase, and Arsenal won that one 4-0 at home. But I think Atletico is not going to try to get fancy and kind of play through the Arsenal defense like they did in that game. I think they'll open up a little more and just play the long balls and try to do it that way. Arsenal in their first legs, last couple rounds, 1-0 stoppage time win at Sporting, 1-1 at Leverkusen when their only goal was a penalty and they had 6 shots. Arsenal's clearly going to try to get back home tied 0-0, maybe scrape out a 1-0 win. And I think that just opens the door. And so I think that +190 is a little bit too good a price here. So this is going to be another ugly, low scoring game like those probably. And if it's going to be like that, you know, you need one goal. And if Atleti gets ahead, Arsenal has shown themselves really bad at chasing games this year. So +190 on Atletico home win, I like that.
All right, so PSG, Bayern Munich. Pardon me. What's happening to me? The allergies are rearing.
Get it together, Gil. Come on. You can do it.
I thought I was past this. Over 3.5 goals today. And then tomorrow, calling the upset, Atletico Madrid +190 versus Arsenal. I feel like in our last 2 minutes here, we should touch on the World Cup because I feel like it's sneaking up on us, Paul. June 11th.
We're 45-ish days, something like that.
Can you just review for those who have not heard your sort of your capsule so far, the bets that you have made so far?
Yeah, it's a big tournament, 48 teams, so there's just tons and tons of games. The ones I played, Ecuador to win Group E, I believe it is, at +400. That'd be ahead of Germany. Ecuador's defense has been great in qualifying, so I think they've got a shot at that. Germany's been underachieving. They've gone out in the group stage the last two World Cups, and I mean, they're still good. They're the, I don't remember, 7th favorite or something like that, but they're not at their peak where they were, you know, 10, 12 years ago. So I have that. I have a France bet. To win, I got it at +700, +750. They've come down a little bit in the last week because one of Spain's best players, Lamine Yamal, is hurt and he's a little bit questionable. So it's probably closer to 500 now. I'd probably hold off on it and see if it gets better closer to tournament time. But France, you know, like players 1 through 50 is probably the most talented team in the world. I mean, you only get 26 players on a World Cup roster and you can right. put 11 on the field at a time. So that changes things.
Yeah.
But, I still think, you know, they were runner-up last time. They've got a great shot, obviously, at winning this one.
No Germany bet?
No Germany bet.
Wow.
I feel bad. I may just make one out of habit at some point, but I do. I have Ecuador winning the group ahead of Germany.
Yeah, Ecuador winning Group E. You are correct. That was Group E. Also in Group E is the Ivory Coast is in there as well, and Curaçao are the other two sides.
Curaçao, yeah.
And no golden boot play? You didn't make a golden boot play?
I have one on Rafinha for Brazil at +3,300.
Right. Okay.
That could be a long shot. Yeah, probably going to end up with a couple others. Okay.
We'll talk about this many more times, but it's a little more than a month away, and that will take over our summer. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Paul Carr, everybody. At Paul Carr, C-A-R-R. Coming back, MLB Awards next.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, producer number 9, so much more than a producer. So Jim Feist, when I see Jim Feist, as you see, goes, tell him so much more than a producer, I said hello.
I got to hang out with Jim Feist at some point.
Such a nice man.
Do you remember how I think the reason why he loves saying that to you so much? You remember me not? I didn't know who he was when you first brought him up.
Oh, yeah.
I was always so embarrassed by that. I got killed. I got killed on Twitter and stuff, rightfully so.
Yeah, you don't know Jim Feist.
Legend, man.
That's like saying you don't know who Wayne Allen Root is or someone like that. Mm-hmm. Not to compare the two. Martin Bernstein on Twitter. Gil, I have Boston to beat the Spurs 200-1.
Jeez.
The Thunder to beat the Celtics 60-1. And the Knicks to beat the Spurs at 500-1. Oh, one more. Spurs to beat the Knicks 500-1. I'm so excited that I cannot sleep. I guess it's like Survivor for you in football season. Well, so Martin, let's take the Knicks ones out, right? You have the Celtics to beat the Spurs at 200-1 and the Thunder to beat the Celtics at 60-1. So
what do you have the Hornets to beat the Spurs at?
He didn't mention those. The only problem, not to throw any, I don't want to douse your excitement at all. but yours are exactas, right?
Yeah.
So like, that's why I'm so happy mine is just a matchup. Like, just give me the matchup when I bet it back on Christmas, because I don't want that. It would suck to lose it on the outcome of the finals, but I am. Hey, look, Martin, if Boston beats the Spurs 200-1, we're both winners, baby. You'll hit 200-1. I'll hit 125-1. Let's do it. Chris Hartman, Gil, the Celtics over 6.5 losses jumped to -125 immediately after your discussion. You did that.
Should be.
Did I do that?
I don't even think we were talking about that off air. I think that's a good bet. The other ones I think are awful bets.
Yeah. And I don't think the Celtics one is a good bet. I think it's a great bet.
Me too. Yeah.
Terry Elkins, granddaughter taught me to use syrup as a dip. That way you don't contaminate everything else on the plate. Yeah, but what about the syrup itself? You're not from like a bottle. I hope you put her in like a little thing. Yeah, I think so.
I also got an update from our friend in Toronto, who I missed earlier on the show, Jay Kahn, letting me know that he was just walked by Garrett Crochet, apparently, in the nice part of Toronto.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I told him, so can you catch me up on the syrup conversation? Because I always thought I said it wrong, actually. Jake said in Canada, it's syrup,
yeah, he
not
said
syrup.
He said syrup is the right way to say it. You said Toronto, though. You don't pronounce that second T. If you're
Toronto,
if you're a true Torontonian, you say Toronto without the.
But
Toronto.
You do when you say Torontonian.
Well, you have to in that case. but Toronto is just Toronto.
Okay,
you can always tell someone who's not from Toronto when they go Toronto.
I'm learning.
Brendan, okay, great pick over Byron. That's all it took for him. He sold on over Byron also.
I'm in.
And then Double D says, during your game's loss segment, the Celtics moved to -125 before I could even bet it. I just went ahead and took it anyway, and now it's off the board.
Huh.
Did we do that? Okay, did you see this Hard Rock parlay?
It's insane, man.
This is we don't usually do this on the show, but we thought this one we could make an exception for, because this dude bet $30 and won $1.9 million, just shy of $2 million on this insane six-leg parlay. And the reason I hate doing these to begin with, but I'm making the one exception here now, is because this encourages people to do this kind of crap.
Yeah.
This dude is the luckiest human being on earth and should never bet again. And as you said quite smartly off air, I'd love to see the rest of this guy's betting
history. Oh, it's got
to
be a nightmare. Yeah,
I got to see the rest of his history. Anyway, he went over half a home run. In other words, these guys had to hit a home run, each of these guys. Riley Green the other day, Tigers versus the Reds. That one hurt me. Kobe Mayo, Red Sox over the Orioles. Red Sox playing the Orioles. Jesus Sanchez of the Guardians did homer. Bryce Harper against the Braves. Jazz Chisholm against the Astros. Nick Kurtz against the Rangers. And they all got home with the longest being 8-1 and 7-1 shots, but every one of them being over +325. Kurtz being the shortest. $30.11 to win $1.98 million.
I got two things.
Last one. A 65,760-1 shot.
Okay, so actually I'll start there. That was one other thing. So that's part of the story, right? Is usually they just won't offer odds this long on like anything books, right?
It's like the old Office clip. If you offer me 10,001 on anything,
yeah,
I'm taking it.
This is 65.
And this is the Hard Rock's inability to grasp that concept.
Right, yeah. Okay, the other part, I love when I see tickets like this, because the part that jumps out to me, the wager amount, that is the empty the account amount, right? Because the 11 cents.
Yes.
$30 and 11 cents.
Clearly his last 30.
Zero out the account on clearly this bet.
His,
yeah.
Clearly his last $30 and 11 cents. Again, we don't normally do this on this show, but this is probably the longest odds we've ever seen on anything.
It's the longest I've ever seen.
Offered, won, you name it. Please don't try this at home. Please don't try this at home.
And 11 cents.
But congratulations to the man who did it. Now he is only down $1 million in his lifetime. He made back. Clearly, if he's making bets like this, come on. What are you doing?
Oh, man. You know, it's sad that we're joking about it. Like,
what compels you to make this bet?
If he's making bets like that, he might only be down like 100K lifetime. Maybe. But now he's feeling good.
Steve,
Chris Foster's back there yelling at us.
Because he's Mr. Parlay back there?
Yeah. At least I'll give Chris credit. He comes up with he comes up with some correlated ones that are not reflected, you know, correctly in the odds or by the book.
Hey,
so,
man, if you can find a correlated parlay, that is one of the exceptions to when a parlay is acceptable.
Also, he texted me over the weekend. I don't remember exactly what it was. He had some crazy one going. He had like three legs left. Yeah. And he was like, man, I can't remember what team it was. It was the Nuggets. It involved some Aaron Gordon props. He's like, should I cash this out? Because he was going to make a good amount if you cash out. Never once told anybody to cash out anything. I told him that one. I was like, yeah, hit that cash out button. Which he did.
You bet parlays?
Not like that.
No, not like that. But do you bet parlays at all?
Yeah. But like, you know, very Borchardt-esque.
I do on one specific thing. Tennis. That's it. That's the list. And never on anything else.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's very rare. Like, you will see me do some NBA ones this time of year if I think there's favorites to piece together. Like, I'm considering one today, actually, with the Knicks and Cavs the next couple nights here. Considering that, I'll do it occasionally in football, too, right? You know, I play a lot of teasers. Play a lot of teasers in NFL. But, you know, when you're looking at a couple five-point favorites, something like that, I'm you know, you're well above the three.
What about you in these games tonight? You playing anything?
I will be on the Knicks.
Laying the points with the Knicks.
I have not bet it yet. I'm a little, ever since this game opened, I'm like, okay, 6.5. Where are we going to move to? And it has been 6.5 with zero movement. So yeah. I will be laying the points. I'm not going to let it get to 7. I'm hoping, though, this does come down a little bit. Drew and I end up on opposite sides. He's very much sticking to his numbers. I respect that. I think he broke it down pretty well, though. I think there's this higher floor with this Knicks team, and they've finally figured out that they need to be running things through Karl Anthony Towns more. It's just such a size mismatch down there. I thought even Mitchell Robinson last game finally showed up a little bit and made an impact in that game. I think he had 8 rebounds in 13 minutes. If they can keep killing Atlanta on the glass, it just give you those extra possessions. Reminder, this is a very good Knicks team at home through the course of the regular season as well. They were, Kelly lost his notes, 31-10 straight up, 28-13 against the spread, one of the best home teams in the NBA. Keep beating these guys up on the glass, which they have done the past couple games. I think really, really raises what they can do here. So, yeah, I like the Knicks, but kind of like I'm hitting that. I think there are a couple spots, possibly Detroit the next night as well, which I didn't really have my eyes on before last night. But I think they could be a money line parlay to tie in with the Knicks. If you think 6.5 is a little too much, don't get me wrong. I think it's getting up there. Drew, what did Drew say? He had it 3.5, 4, something like that is where he made the number. But I'll be on New York. I don't think the over did jump out to me with Philly Boston as well. Have not bet it yet, though.
Me too. I like that best tonight.
You like that best?
Of all the things, of all the six, right? The three spreads and the three totals.
And then Blazers, Spurs. I'll keep saying it. I think Spurs are going to win this series. They're great. They're awesome. Like, we talked about that whole Blazers in the East thing. Like, it's just been a lot of points for the Portland Trail Blazers every game. And it's, if you got to make me lean way one way, it's going to be to the Blazers with the points.
Deddy Avdija is good at basketball.
He's awesome, man. He's awesome. If that, the next step, right? I love watching. This is where most improved player usually comes in, right? I love watching the growth of a player like him, right? And him adding the ability to attack the basket this year not at a good level or a great level, an elite level. Yes. To make that type of jump is huge. And if the three-pointer starts dropping for him consistently, watch out.
Listen, Kelly, Wizards just didn't have any room for him.
Have any room. Not part of their future plans.
No.
Uh-oh. Got to make room.
We're literally the only show that we're outraged by this.
Dude, he's so good. I know.
What are you doing? We'll come back. We'll recap all the bets. We'll take a look at some MLB awards if we have some time. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Well, Kelly, you put in a good day's effort, man.
Thanks, man.
Well done.
Try.
Well, you should go home after this and
Take I'm going to sleep. Yeah, it's been a long morning.
It's been a long morning.
There are things though, like, you know, like with a panic like that. Yeah. Like, I'm not really sure where I parked. I'm like, not really sure if I like closed my door on the way out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what I'm going to walk back into.
It's amazing. Your brain space on the way to work, and then the rest of the day, it's like more normalized.
Dude, it is panic.
The panic. Of
I mean,
all
I remember
it.
You remember what happened to you too. But yeah, if you could have seen. Sunlight. That is not good.
When I missed it in the summer, when I missed two segments, Wyatt was just telling us he remembers my response was when he finally got a hold of me, I was like, bro. Here's the update on the VSiN Killer Sports NBA Playoff Challenge. You can find this at contest.killersports.com. I mentioned that JVT made his move yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
He went 4-1 yesterday, and I said on air, I said, I see you in my rearview mirror, JVT. I see you. And he sent me a little meme of a shark in the rearview mirror coming after me.
We were texting about it too, and he was very confident about yesterday's card.
Well, he was right. He went 4-1 on the card yesterday. I'm mad at myself that I didn't take Orlando to have an extra win. So I'm kind of upset with myself about that. But there it is. There's the current standings. Again, 20 ATS or pre-flop full game totals for these. There's no halftime best. There's no first half. There's no second half. There's no end game. There's nothing like that. No props. Just full game ATS or full game totals for all these NBA games. And we must all put in 20 for the first round. 20 total picks. Fezzik already in the clubhouse. Fezzik has already made his 20 picks. He went 11-9. He likes to be done early, then he likes to watch everybody bogey the rest of the golf course. That's his strategy.
Not a bad strategy.
So JVT made his move. Carl Sack, who I think is the man to beat, he's right there at 11-7. There's Fez.
Oh, my God, I'm in last now. Jeez.
And I wasn't going to say that, but Kelly's in last.
Didn't realize it. All right, still plenty of time to go. It's okay.
Yeah, plenty of time to go. It's 38 total picks.
Hey, if I learned anything from last season, the first round is just a small part of it because I started off really hot last year and then completely faded away. So,
I've
got time. Yeah, I've got time.
Total of 38 picks, 20 this round, 10 next round, 5 in the conference finals and 3 in the NBA finals. Whatever you want to choose to bet, but just those are the amount per round.
Man, you got some guys that are just waiting to. Aaron Rinning, very sharp NBA guy, 5-6.
Mark Lawrence is employing the opposite of the Fezzik strategy, which is he's 6-3.
6-3.
And is just apparently waiting to put all 11 picks in the last day when there's no games left, I guess. You got to make picks, Mark. Love you.
Well, maybe
I'm just worried that he's going to have fewer picks than necessary.
Maybe he knows these series are going to extend longer than we think.
Joe DeFan on Twitter says, Visa needs to look into doing a show, The Day in the Life of Kelly. Huge ratings, he says, with a Y. Huge ratings.
That would be the most boring show ever. Like, seriously. I mean, it is do this show, prep for the next day.
Watch Kelly do his hair for an hour.
Hit the gym. Watch me do my hair for 2 hours.
Here are the bets. Reds most wins March, April. We updated this earlier. So everybody that the Reds are competing with won last night, most significantly, the Dodgers down 2 to the Marlins in the 9th, come back and win it as $3 favorites, because of course they do. So we are in this position now. Reds begin their final 3-game set hosting the Rockies tonight. Do have Chase Burns on the hill tonight for the Reds. What needs to happen? Reds need to sweep. Braves need to go 1-2. Dodgers need to go 1-1. Dead heat of some sort if that happens. Of course, if the Reds go 2-1... and the Braves go 0-3, and the Dodgers go 0-2, that could work that way too. But you get the idea. So need a sweep, Braves 1-2, Dodgers 1-1. What does that mean? That means our magic number is 6. I have the nerve to say we have a magic number. We're behind the 8-ball is what we are. We got this far, though. Let's make it extend for one more day. Keep it alive, Chase Burns and the Red Legs. Let's go. Mason Miller, NL Cy Young, this took a hit yesterday. I got him at 40-1. Mason Miller gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs yesterday. Prior to that game, he had given up 3 total hits and no earned runs. So 50% of his hits, 100% of his earned runs last night in the Padres win over the Cubbies. Yannick Sinner to win the French at -120. You know how we're going through the French Open numbers and we're like, oh my God, we got the -120. I hope everybody else did. Now it's well over $2 on Yannick Sinner. Drew has it in his numbers at minus 400. This kid, Rafa Hodar. Oh, my God. Rafael Hodar from Spain. He is crushing in Madrid.
Cool.
His clay numbers are out. His clay numbers, you know what his clay numbers are? Peak Iga on the men's side. It's like that startling.
Good thing there's never been a Rafa that's had any success at the French Open, too. That's
correct. It's never happened before. Except for 14 times.
I had to make the Game of Thrones joke yesterday. I just had to. Really funny, Kelly. Really funny. Now this guy's going to come steal all your money.
Yannick Sinner, you got, though, not only a minus 120, also minus 150, minus 160. Good on you.
Yeah. I guess I should take this off the sheet at some point. It doesn't help anybody. But that's what we'll be sweating through the French Open.
Yeah. I don't know a contest tonight, though, going back to the killer sports thing. I think I'm going to go over in the Celtics game. Yesterday, though, I said I think I'm going to go at, Magic, but then I haven't looked at the numbers. And I said yesterday, I was like, it depends on what the number is. In the contest, Detroit was only a 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
So it was just enough for me to be like, it seems like an irresponsible pick. So I didn't do it. I hate myself.
You know, we were talking, we were kind of going to go. We didn't bet it, right? Did you bet that game?
No.
I didn't bet it. We said we were probably going to play the contest. So, of course, I had that same reaction. Oh, but, of course, that led me to using it in the contest.
I ended up betting Carl Sachs under team total on Orlando, which still got home. But, you know, even that I was conflicted on. J-Con got the number he wanted. So he is playing Jeremy Swayman of the Bruins over 26.5 saves tonight. Bruins, Sabres, Bruins looking to stave off elimination against the Buffalo Sabres. Wow. Stanley Cup playoffs has been great. And then we had Mark Borchard on, also Mark Borachard, but Mark Borchard specifically was on the show. He gave us a parlay, Phillies Dodgers parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is his standard parlay go-to. But then he had a couple straight bets for us, which I always appreciate from him. He has the Kansas City Royals tonight against the Athletics at Sutter Health Park there in Sacramento. And then he's on the Cubbies at the Padres. Cubbies today, minus 118 at Petco in San Diego.
Did you also hear that this stuck out to me. So I'm sure it's going to stuck out to a couple listeners out there. When you asked him about the straight bets and whether he had any, there was no hesitation whatsoever. No. There was no jokes about the parlays or anything. No. He was like, I got a couple bets for you.
It was interesting. He was just mm-hmm. fired him.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Dinsick tonight, National Basketball Association. That would be interesting if Drew gave us some baseball picks. So he's got to play in all three of the games tonight. Celtics, Sixers over 213. That's the first game. And then he's under in the last game, Trailblazers Spurs, under 217. Middle game, he likes the Hawks plus the points. So you and he are oppo on that? You taking the Knicks? Yeah.
I'm going to play the Knicks one way or the other. I know that's, I know it's a cheap answer right now, but I'm waiting to see where this line moves. I will be involved with them either on a money line parlay with the Cavs tomorrow, or I'm going to be laying six.
You think SGA is winning MVP, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are not, by the way, none of those, neither coach of the year or MVP is until next week. They're milking it.
Also, why are they like, the schedule's confusing. Because remember last week, like we didn't know when rookie of the year was going to be.
No, we didn't because they're doing it. They're only releasing the schedule week by week. So you know what this week's is? Rookie of the year was last night. Executive of the year is today. Teammate of the year is tomorrow. And Hustle Award is on Thursday.
It's also becoming very frustrating. You and I hadn't really talked about this or even texted about it, but like, okay, in years past, this would always be like, hey, the playoffs coming up on ESPN or TNT, right? And the pregame show would have them. I mean, yesterday I'm like scrambling to like Peacock for the pregame show to try to see the announcement.
Bro, I don't know if you know this, but the basketball executive of the year is happening in 6 minutes. I know you're very excited about that. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern for that and teammate of the year and the Hustle Award the rest of the year, the rest of the week, none of which we could have ever bet on. No. Paul Carr, Champions League. You want some action today? We got some. PSG versus Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich, over 3.5 goals today. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Let's go. Let's score a lot of goals. And tomorrow in the what he described as the not-so-fun semi, Atletico Madrid Plus 190 versus Arsenal. There you go. Little midweek Champions League semis. You got it. You going to have any derby bets? When you bet it, is it just going to be to win? You're not going to do any exotics, are you?
Most likely. Unless I find myself really in a horse betting heavy environment on Saturday, which is unlikely.
When we have some, You can all of a sudden be at the door. Yeah. When we have Samich on tomorrow, he will, when he does the exotics, because I know it's hard to pick up on the radio when a horse person goes crazy, but he did a great job of this last year.
He did, yeah.
When explaining the superfecta that he ended up winning, exactly what, how to bet, what he wants you to bet. We'll do it slowly for those, and I include myself among them.
I'll try to ask some of the novice questions I always ask them. How do we box and square, and what are we doing with this and that?
How do we box and
top
square?
Top and bottom and
what
and
do we
know
with this and that?
This above and,
You're Italian all of a sudden. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from VSiN.